what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're going to continue with the spring sports previews. We've talked a lot of baseball this week. Yesterday, we even talked some Emory High School soccer. Today, we're going to preview track and field. There's a lot of expectations this year for the Carbon Dino track and field squad. Once again at the helm, it'll be Coach Jimmy Jukes, and the Dinos will begin the season next Saturday on the road against Union. Three home meets on the schedule this year, so we'll talk about that and more right now with Coach Jukes, who is joining us over the phone. And Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you again.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. It's always fun to talk track and field. So. Yeah,
it definitely is. It definitely is. These kids certainly work hard, and I know that the off season for track and field, it's a little bit different than, say, any of the other sports. Before you know it, the first meet will be here. That's Saturday, March 14th. The team will travel to Union. Before we talk about that specific meet, though, Coach, I do want to talk about the off season. What is the turnout for this team as far as the amount of kids that you'll have in 2020?
Well, we've got 90 online right now, so we're... Our numbers, we've been holding the last couple of years between, you know, anywhere from 70 to 90, you know, I think this is one of our higher years as far as numbers out. We've lost a couple the first week here, it seems. We've had sickness and other things on the team, too, so practice is kind of all over the place, but it kind of varies.
90 kids. I know this is a sport that is similar to swimming in a sense, where you have to rely on depth scoring, especially when you get to the state competition. And it seems, Coach, like that number, it continues to grow each year if we're talking 90 kids.
Right. You know, and that's kind of been our thing, is we want to keep growing the program, keep making it better, seeing what we can do. I think, you know, a lot of people will talk to me and be like, you know, what do you do? And anybody that knows me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that, you know, listen to the show and stuff. No, when I'm at Walmart and I run into a kid that's high school age, I'm like, hey, what sports do you do? I'm always in recruiting mode for track. So,
well, it's a constant thing. I know at the high school level, it doesn't matter what sport we're talking about. That's a lot of it now. I hate to use the word recruiting because I think maybe for the casual sports fans, they immediately think college. But look, that's what it is. You have to walk around in the halls. You also have to be out in the community, especially if you're not a teacher at the school. You have to recruit kids nowadays.
You do, and you have to win them over, and you have to get them to want to come out and work for you, and you want to get those kids to have an experience. A positive experience at the high school is important, and being part of programs like track or baseball or football or basketball or whatever it may be, or drama, or, you know, all those extracurriculars you do at the school just help build a kid's character and give them, you know, life lessons.
Well, let's talk about the team, Coach. Some of the returners from last year, or maybe even some newcomers that you would expect to really make an impact on the team this year in the form of top three finishes. Do you have some kids that are standouts that will definitely garner that type of recognition?
Yeah, we do. We really do. We've got, you know, returning, you know, if we start on the girls' side, you know, we got McKenna Blank that's returning in that 800. She's going to have her work cut out for a little bit because Kyla Ricks from Grand she's pretty good, and we got to go compete with her for one more year down in Grand in the same region. And so you got two of the best 800 runners in the same region. And then you look at Harley Migliori, and, you know, you look at what Harley's done. I mean, she took third last year in the shot put at state on a torn ACL. That's been repaired. She should be cleared here in the next day or two. And so she should be ready to go first meet of the year and be really good out the gate. You know, we're going to keep her out of the hurdles in the 100. I've had people ask me, and I was like, you know, Harley's a really good hurdler. She's a really good 100-meter runner. I feel it's too early to throw her back into that with her ACL. We're just going to keep her on the throw side, kind of protect her. It's her senior year. We want to make sure she makes it through the year healthy and has opportunity for those colleges that are looking and recruiting her for throwing, and kind of give her some options there. You know, in the throws, too, we got Mariana Molinar that's been tearing it up in the javelin. She had a top finish at state, so she's looking really well as well. And then, you know, on the sprint side, we got Lindy Maurer that's coming back. She's injured right now, but we should have her back halfway through the season is the plan. And Grace Broadbear on the distance. I mean, Grace does so many things for us and is so amazing on that distance side. She's the leader of that distance group for the girls, and and we continue to, you know, rely on her a lot. We're really going to miss her after this year because she's kind of been that rock solid piece that we've had there that we can just rely on. And no matter what's going on, we can depend on Grace to have, you know, great performances meet after meet after meet.
Coach, you can tell me if this assessment is off, but it seems like year in and year out, we're talking about the girls team competing at a level where they could come away with not only a region championship, but a state championship. And when we talk about the boys, it's more individual athletes spread out here or there because it is just kind of a different field when you take a look at the competition level. Is that's a fair assessment, isn't it?
That has been in the past. I agree with you. We're going to shift gears this year, though. When I talk about the boys' team this year, we're going to be talking a lot more about how the teams have kind of switched. Like, and we've seen that in the past where you kind of get a little bit of a rotation where all of a sudden one team moves up to be a little bit better than the other team. And we've got a lot of talent on the girls' side, and we've got, you know, Amity Elliott that's running the hurdles. We've got a lot of talent over there with Emma Christensen and a lot of those kids, but we have the depth on the boys team this year, and this is the most complete track and field team I have ever had at Carbon High in 14 years. And what I mean by that is I've got depth, I've got everything, and that boys team is going to be, people aren't going to see us coming, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jukes of the Carbon High School track and field squad. Coach, it's kind of refreshing to talk about a sport like track and field where we don't have to pay attention to the RPI. It's still, look, it's your best times,
right.
It's your best distance. It's kind of refreshing, isn't it?
It's great. It's great not to have RPI in that, and you just go out and perform, and it's what you put on the track, it's what you do, and you get to the state tournament, you earn your right there, and It's nice not to have all the politics and all the stuff like that where it's just you basically put your best against your best and see what happens.
Right. There's no computer. There's no formula. I mean, it really is decided on the playing field itself. It is somewhat refreshing, especially when you talk about what this team is capable of doing. You've been the head coach for a long time. I know you're very honest when you talk about the expectations for this team, and for you to call it the most complete, it should be an exciting season.
It will be. And the thing is, you look at our boys' side, we've got a lot of young talents coming on, and we're riding the coattails of what Coach Martak did with the cross-country boys team winning the state title. We've got all those boys, and I've got to give those boys credit. That distance group, that cross-country group is a special group, and what they did, some teams could go win a state title and be like, hey, we've hit the pinnacle of success, and just wrap it up, right? These guys, they took a week to celebrate, then they went on and just kept running. And they're determined to prove that it's not a one-time thing that's going to happen. They want to see what they can do on the track. They needed a lot of help because you can't just win a track championship with just the distance program. You've got to have a great supporting cast around you, and I believe we may have that. Until we get to the first couple meets, I won't know for sure. We got a lot of young talent, but we have a lot of returners, too, that are going to help us out. You got your Carson Frames and your Riker Childs. And the hurdles and the jumps and stuff that are going to help us. Jalen Dennis has come out on fire. He looks really good right now. And so we've got a lot of areas where we're really good at. And switching regions will help propel us, I think, too, because this region is a little bit more favorable for us as far as being able to get more athletes into state through the region a little bit. And so I think we're going to stack up pretty well. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see how these guys respond.
I know there's been such a big emphasis put on kids playing multiple sports, and the statistic that to me is always mind-boggling. If you go back to the NFL draft 2 years ago, 91% of first-round draft picks played in at least three sports in high school, right? So when you consider track and field being at this time of the year and the way that it associates with so many other sports, I know how important this particular sport itself is to the growth of athletes. How many multi-sport athletes do you have this year?
I would say the majority of my team are multi-sport athletes. I mean, I've got some of these young kids who just got out of basketball, and they're out here trying to get better, get in shape, stay in shape. I've got some kids that are getting ready for football that are out getting in shape. And, I think that's a high priority. But then I also get some of these kids, while I've got swimmers, I've got basketball players, I've got volleyball players, and it's great because I try to encourage the kids to jump into other sports when they're not in my season because I think it just makes them that much better. It's not, and it's like you said, the studies are out there. All you have to do is do a study, and you'll find that specializing in one sport in high school does not help you. It actually, you're hurting an athlete by doing that, because the odds and chances of them progressing further on are not as good.
Coach, let's jump ahead and take a look at the schedule again. Saturday, March 14th, that's the first meet of the season. You guys will travel to Union, and then you go to the Red Rocks Invite in Moab. I know that that's kind of a reoccurring theme when you take a look at the schedule, going to Moab for that. The one thing that stood out to me, plenty of opportunities for people to get out and see this team here at Carbon High School with the Farm Bureau Invite, the Eastern Utah Championship, and a lot of home meets.
Yeah, we've got a lot of home meets, and there's a lot of opportunity, and we're working on some parking situations for our first home meet this year, so we don't have the reoccurrence of, as much as we love our police department and stuff, we don't want them writing tickets all day long. So we're making some arrangements for parking arrangements for that first home track meet to kind of help that out. But there's plenty of opportunity to watch these kids. I think by the time we get to our first home meet, these kids are going to be, we're going to know what we are, and we're going to have an idea as to how good we're going to be. There's going to be some massive changes with track and field this year that if you're a track and field fan, you'll recognize right away. The meets will have two more relays in them at home, because 4A, 5A, and 6A have got rid of the medley relay, and they've gone with the 4x8 and 4x2. And so at our home meet, we will run a medley, a 4x8 and a 4x2 and a 4x1. So there's going to be more relays on the track. So that should be exciting to watch. I'm not sure how that's going to pan out. I think I don't know if it'll ever make it down to 3A, but we're a deep enough team that we'll field teams in those relays and go compete with the 4 and 5A and 6A schools. And then they've also changed the 4x1 exchange zones a little bit. And so there's a little bit more strategy in the 4x1 in this year. And we've already been talking about how we're going to use that to our optimal potential.
Well, it should definitely be a fun season, Coach. A lot of meets, I believe, 11 in all, if you count the state and region championships. And so a busy schedule for this team, March, running through the month of May. I look forward to talking with you and getting updates frequently, Coach. Again, I appreciate the time today.
No, I appreciate having me on. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Coach Jimmy Jukes joining us to talk Carbon High School track and field. You can visit CastleCountryRadio.com right now and get your complete schedule for the track and field squad. We've got a break for just a moment. We'll move over to talk NBA basketball. Jameson Welsh, he'll join us to talk the latest in the NBA tonight, the return of Steph Curry. That's coming up in just a moment right here on Drive Time Sports.